Public health officials have long sought ways to stem the spread of AIDS. They've even resorted to creative, even quirky approaches, like paying people to practice safe sex, mostly with little success until now. NPR's social science correspondent Shankar Vedantam spoke with our colleague David Green about new research from Lesotho, a tiny country in southern Africa.
Shankar, hi.
Hi, David.
So what is this new approach in the small country?
Well, Lesotho has very high rates of HIV infection, David. Among young people between the ages of 30 and 34, 40% are HIV positive.
That's a lot.
I was speaking with Martina Bjorkman-Nyquist. She's part of a research team funded by the World Bank. She told me she was particularly interested in finding a way to reach individuals who are prone to taking risks. Here she is.
How can you try to target a program to risk-loving people, people who like to take risks? And if you like to take risks, maybe you're also taking more risks when it comes to your sexual behavior.
What's the answer?
The answer, David, is gambling, because who's more interested in taking risk than gamblers?
That makes sense. But, I mean, and tie that to public health, if
well,
you can.
Well, the goal of the researchers is to get more people in Lesotho to practice safe sex. Because if you practice safe sex, you're going to stem the transmission of HIV and other sexually transmitted infections.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is they recruited 3,000 volunteers in 29 villages, and they divided them into different groups. For one group, they said, come back every 4 months to get tested for two sexually transmitted infections. Now, both of these are curable sexually transmitted diseases. But if you test negative, you just get a cash reward. Let's say you get $2. For people in the second group, they did exactly the same thing, except they said, if you test negative, you don't get a cash reward. You get a lottery ticket. And every 4 months, they had a drawing where two men and two women in each village could win either $50 or $100. And in Lesotho, $50 or $100 is a lot of money.
Okay, so two different types of rewards, both of them trying to encourage safe sex. I mean, rewards for coming in and testing negative.
That's exactly right. And what they found, David, is something extraordinary. When researchers analyzed who's practicing safe sex by analyzing the rates of new HIV infections after 2 years, they find that the volunteers in the group who are offered the lottery tickets have 21% fewer people diagnosed with HIV compared to the volunteers who got the simple cash payout. Here's Nyquist.
21.4% reduction in HIV incidence is a very large reduction. And what I should also say is that when we look at randomized controlled trials that are looking at behavioral intervention in HIV, no one has before found a significant reduction in HIV incidence.
Okay, so 21.4% reduction in HIV incidence among people who were offered these lottery tickets. Was she able to isolate and look at people who were more likely to take risks?
In fact, David, she did. Nyquist and her colleagues had volunteers play a game before they started the study to establish which of the volunteers liked gambling. They found volunteers who liked risks and were given lottery tickets were significantly less likely to be diagnosed with HIV than volunteers who liked risks and got the simple cash payout. Here's Nyquist again.
The program was particularly attractive to people that like risks. So the magnitude of the effect is substantial, and it corresponds to a reduction in HIV of about 60% in the group of risk-loving individuals.
60% big drop in the group that really you want to target risk takers. I mean, other people you worry about.
Precisely.
One question, Shankar. I mean, they were using two other diseases in this study. Why not test for HIV itself when they did this research?
You know, David, I think this is actually one of the more ingenious aspects of the study, and here's why. If you want to stem the transmission of HIV in a country, you don't just want people who are HIV negative to be practicing safe sex. You want people who are HIV positive to be practicing safe sex, because that will really have a big effect on the transmission of the infection. If you tell volunteers that you're testing for HIV and they're going to get rewards only if they test negative for HIV, what that means in a country like Lesotho is you eliminate a significant portion of the population that is HIV positive. By testing for these two other unrelated sexually transmitted infections, what you do is you're bringing in a larger amount of the population, including the people who are HIV positive, who are an essential part of your target population.
An essential part of, in terms of changing your behavior and stopping the spread of the disease.
Exactly.
So if this is so successful, is it worth rolling out in this country and others in a big way?
You know, I have to say it's extraordinarily promising, David, but like all science, this is a study that needs independent replication. Nyquist told me that the biggest cost in the program was not the lottery tickets, but the cost of administering the medical tests. And she had a clever idea on how to roll this out to a larger group. You can't test millions of people every 4 months, but what you can do is you can give everyone a lottery ticket up front and tell them, if you win the lottery ticket, you have to get tested. And you get the money only if you test negative. And what this does is it creates an incentive to practice safe sex because the same psychological forces that cause people to believe I'm going to win the lottery are now working to tell them I've got to practice safe sex.
Shankar, interesting stuff as always.
Thank you, David.
That's Shankar Vedantam. He regularly joins us on the program to talk about social science research. You can find him on Twitter at Hidden Brain and find this program at Morning Edition.
Plus, you can follow us at NPR Montaigne, at NPR Green, and NPR Inskeep.